Now, in the very last few minutes, I'm going to talk about the other area of research that we're interested in, and that is probiotics. Now, has anyone here heard of probiotics? Put your hand up if you've heard of probiotics. A few people. Okay, so let me explain what probiotics are. Probiotics are live bacteria that you find in many types of fermented foods. So you probably actually have heard about them, but didn't realize. So they're found in a lot of fermented milk drinks. They're found in live yogurts. They can be bought in capsules. They are live bacteria that we consume, and those bacteria, if they survive, are thought to have beneficial effects in our gut. So they're promoted mainly for their digestive health. But in addition, more recently, they've been promoted to enhance immune function and to curb inflammation. So let's just have a quick look at probiotics and look at whether they really do affect immune function. So probiotics have a long and safe record of use in humans. There are well-established benefits for mild gut disorders, so they're supposed to improve constipation, diarrhea, general gut function. But in addition, they're suggested to modulate immune function. Now, if we think about the way that probiotics work, in all of our guts, we have billions of bacteria. And people have very simply divided these into good bacteria and bad bacteria, or unfriendly bacteria and friendly bacteria. The bad ones are the ones shown in red here. And the reason that they're bad is that they create nasty gases, they're putrefying, they produce nasty chemicals, and they cause diarrhea and infections. So these are not good. The ones that are good are shown in green, and they're good because they inhibit the growth of the bad ones. They are thought to help your digestion and absorption. They're thought to stimulate your immune function, and they help make vitamins. So there are two classes of bacteria that are all good, and they are lactobacilli and bifidobacteria. These are the ones that you find in live yogurts and in fermented drinks. You can see that there are also some bacteria in our guts that are both good and bad. So the good ones, the ones that we add to our probiotics, are these two, lactobacilli and bifidobacteria. And the thought is that if you eat these probiotics in your foods and they survive your stomach and get into your gut, then they can colonize in your gut and they can balance out the bad bacteria. So this is why we call them friendly bacteria, because they help to maintain a balance between the good and bad bacteria in your gut. And in addition, we think that they might stimulate immune function. Now, the reason for the link between the gut and immune function is, as I showed you at the beginning, our gut is actually a very rich source of immune tissue. In fact, some people think that as much as 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So there could be a direct effect of probiotics in the gut, which influences our immune system. It's been shown in children that probiotics improve recovery from rotavirus and non-bloody diarrhea. They decrease the incidence and severity of diarrhea in daycare centres, and they decrease the duration of diarrhea in hospital, also the duration of antibiotic-induced diarrhea. In adults, probiotics are thought to decrease the incidence of traveller's diarrhoea. That's only been shown in some studies. So the idea that has been put forward recently is that some probiotics might improve the response to vaccination. And some studies have shown that some probiotics improve the response to flu vaccination and to polio. So this could obviously be very useful in those older people who don't have a very strong immune system but have the flu vaccination every year and are not responding to it effectively enough. If there is something that they can consume in their diet that would improve their response to the flu vaccination, then that could be beneficial. And we're doing a very large study at the moment to look at exactly that. We're looking at the effects of a specific probiotic on the response to flu vaccination in people aged over 65. Okay, so I'm going to finish now just by summarising the main points that I've covered in this lecture today. I hope I've shown you that there's a strong relationship between nutrition and immune function, that there are specific examples of nutritional deficiencies which impair immune function, and studies that show that supplementation can restore it, that there are risks associated with taking excessive nutrients, that as we get older, our immune system declines and we're more at risk of nutritional deficiencies. There's evidence that fish oil could be useful in inflammatory conditions. So far, the research has been mainly focusing on rheumatoid arthritis. And finally, that there's growing interest in the potential for probiotics to enhance our immune system. So I'd like to thank you for your attention, and hopefully there'll be time for me to answer a few questions if you have any. Thank you.